Tuesday, November 29th, 2022, classic named CrossFit benchmark workout, Diane. Personally, my nemesis, because handstand pushups and me, we're not friends, but that's okay. This is also our not for time option of the week. In case you've got handstand pushups, you can do them, you're safe, you're competent, but you just have to break them up a lot and that makes you nervous that you might miss the goal times, that's okay. Use today as a day to blast the deadlifts if that's possible, and then take a ton of time on the handstand pushups and make it a day that you get better at handstand pushups. That's perfectly okay and it will serve you well in the long run. So don't worry about the clock if that's what you want to do. Today, short and sharp, pull from the ground and going overhead body weight. That was the focus. And if we look back at pulling off the ground, we pulled but not off the ground yesterday in a gymnastics motion. We pulled off the ground last week in our snatch EMOM, but that was just singles on the minute, much different than a 21:15.9 at the Diane weight. Previous to that, power clean, but that was with a light load, short and sharp, last Wednesday, 95 pounds for men and 65 pounds for women. So a nice deadlift at 21:59, fit perfect, and we needed that short, sharp time domain as well. Big things, obviously, the deadlift weight has to be challenging yet appropriate for you. Feel no need to do anything in this workout unbroken, even though some people can smash this thing into the stratosphere and it's their wheelhouse workout and they put up a crazy time, that's okay. It's still perfectly good to go to get to that first set of 21 deadlifts in three sets. Maybe do a 10, a 6, and a 5 and that gets you to the 21. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's still a great way to do Diane, and then you break the 15 and by the time you're tired you might break the 9. So feel no pressure to do this unbroken. I think I mentioned previously we have a partner version today as well. Things to think about as we look down to the wild card option. This is when if handstand pushups aren't your friend, for whatever reason, just don't like them, they don't feel good to you, you don't like being inverted, we can get our pressing in another way. So the wild card option has a shoulder press in there. That's a strict press at 60% of your one rep max. That's a great rough guideline for most people. And if that weight is a bit too heavy or a bit too light for you, I would think of it as if you're going to pick up that barbell and just get 21 unbroken shoulder press, maybe it's a wheelhouse lift for you, but that's not going to be the case for most people. I would want to see a loading chosen that first set of 21, kind of like I mentioned a second ago, you've got to break it up, let's say, three times. It's a 10, a 6, and a 5 or something like that. But just blasting it through, no good. Conversely, if you have to do it in seven sets of three, it's way too heavy. So it could be way too light, way too heavy, but 60% is probably going to be a good place for a lot of people to consider. Scale option knocks down the deadlift loading, and then you can do shoulder press or you can do push-ups. Either one, you're totally good to go. Limited equipment option, dumbbell deads and handstand push-ups. And for the limited equipment option, you know, you're in the same category. If handstand push-ups don't treat you well, swap that thing out. If you only have one set of dumbbells, if it works great for a 21:59 shoulder press, fantastic. If you're like, ah, I got the 50s, and to get to 21 strict shoulder press, I'm going to be that person doing seven sets of three, that's okay. Modification's your friend, right? Maybe make your way to half the reps, 10 or 11 reps in strict shoulder press. So maybe that's a 3, a 3, a 3, a 3 until you get to, you know, 11 or 12 reps, then push press the rest of them. That's okay. And play that game with each part of the 21:15.9 so that you get in some strict pressing and then some hip drive if the dumbbells happen to be a bit too heavy for a classic shoulder press. If you have a bunch of dumbbell options, then life is good. And that's that. Diane, short and sharp, pull from the ground, pressing overhead. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.